The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. All the tax collectors and sinners were coming near to listen to Jesus. And the Pharisees and the scribes were grumbling and saying, "This fellow welcomes sinners and eats with them." So he told them a parable. There was a man who had two sons. The younger of them said to his father, "Father, give me the share of the property that will belong to me." So the father divided his property between them. A few days later, the younger son gathered all he had and traveled to a distant country. And there he squandered his property in dissolute living. When he had spent everything, a severe famine took place throughout that country, and he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to one of the citizens of that country, who sent him to his fields to feed the pigs. The young man would gladly have filled himself with the pods that the pigs were eating, and no one gave him anything. But when he came to himself, he said, "How many of my father's hired hands have bread enough to spare? But here I am dying of hunger. I will get up and go to my father, and I will say to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Treat me like one of your hired hands.' So he set off and went to his father. But while he was still far off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion. He ran and put his arms around him and kissed him. Then the son said to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son.' But the father said to his slaves, 'Quickly, bring out a robe, the best one, and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. And get the fatted calf and kill it, and let us eat and celebrate. For this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found.' And they began to celebrate. Now his elder son was in the field, and when he came and approached the house, and he heard the music and dancing, he called one of the slaves and asked what was going on. The slave replied, 'Your brother has come, and your father has killed the fatted calf, because he has got him back safe and sound.' Then the elder son became angry and refused to go in. His father came out and began to plead with him. But he answered his father, 'Listen, for all these years I have been working like a slave for you, and I have never disobeyed your command. Yet you have never given me even a young goat so that I might celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours came back, who has devoured your property with prostitutes, you killed the fatted calf for him.' Then the father said to him, 'Son, you are always with me, and all that is mine is yours. But we had to celebrate and rejoice, because this brother of yours was dead and has come to life. He was lost and has been found.'" The Gospel of the Lord. I received a very surprising inspiration for our homily for this weekend. Just this afternoon, as I was working at my desk, I was listening to a variety of well-known public persons reading letters that express the humanity that we share. And so one of these letters was a letter written from a woman to the man who she is partnered with, and they are contemplating marriage. And he wrote to her and said, "I think it's time that we consider marriage." And so she was reading the letter of hers in response to him. And surprisingly, at a certain point within that letter, she expressed a memory. He had told her that his favorite part during the Mass is when the priest says, "As we wait in joyful hope." Now, this particular phrase comes from the prayer that follows immediately the Our Father in every single Mass. She uses the older English translation, but no matter. I believe that it's familiar to most of us. And the full phrase from that prayer is, "As we wait in joyful hope for the coming of our Savior Jesus Christ." The more recent translation that we have become familiar with is slightly different. "As we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior Jesus Christ." As we wait in joyful hope. This was the highlight of all of the Mass, of 1 hour or more worth of prayer. And that moment in Mass resonated with him, and he remembered it when he was thinking of the prospect of being married to the woman he loves. As we wait in joyful hope. And this exclamation is at the heart of this Sunday's liturgy, the fourth Sunday of Lent. During Lent, we wait in joyful hope the celebrations of Easter. Throughout the duration of our Christian life, we wait in joyful hope of the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ, the second coming. He has promised to us that he will return. And when he returns, he will gather all things of his to himself. The fourth Sunday of Lent offers the option of wearing rose-colored vestments in reflection of this anthem of rejoicing, which is our opening word for this Sunday's liturgy. Rejoice. Rejoice, Jerusalem, and all who love her. Be joyful, all who were in mourning. Exult and be satisfied at her abundant breast. This call to joy continues in our psalm. O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. The Lord has answered me and delivered me from all my fears. A reflection of his goodness and a reason to rejoice. We are a people of hope. We have been given much to be joyful for. We see also the joy of God expressed in a simple manner within the parable we receive from Jesus in the Gospel, where the father of that wayward son was watching for his return in hope that he would see his son again. But for all he knew, that young son had left and would never come back. He could have been dead. He was effectively dead to the family in a sense that their son seemed to have rejected his family and went on his own way after disrespecting his father by demanding his inheritance. From the outside, it looked like there was little hope to watch for that son. And yet that father was in such a place on that day to see from a far ways away that young son of his, that young child of his, on his way home. In humility and in gratitude that he had made it, in hope that he would receive or meet his father in mercy, receive from him some some degree of reconciliation. He did not expect much. He expected to be welcomed home as if he were a servant or slave, simply so that he could live in security, having his basic needs met. He came back in humility, sorry for his sins, ready to be home again. And his father explained to the older son, who struggled with that response of his father's, "We had to celebrate. We had to rejoice because he was dead, but has come to life. He was lost, and by the grace of God, he is now found. We must rejoice." Let us together wait in joyful hope, in exaltation, rejoicing together, magnifying the goodness of the Lord through our words, through our prayers, through our how we treat each other, through our life as community, as family of faith. Let us exalt in God who is good, who calls us home, who rushes to greet us when he sees us returning. Just as we must rejoice when one of the sheep of Jesus' fold, of his flock, return, we ask that our family of faith rejoice. If it is me, when it is me who needs to return, that we can rejoice together, that we belong to a divine Father, our God, who restores us, who lifts us up, who answers our prayers and our need, and delivers us from what is harmful. Let us wait in joyful hope for the coming celebrations of the resurrection, the new life that springs forth from that grave. Let us wait in joyful hope for the second coming of our Savior, so that we may be gathered up with him in glory.